Gemara Erubin
has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'atzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem.
Daf Yud Aleph. Today's daf has been dedicated by Anonymous in memory of Sarabat. Start it again.
You got a dedication.
Technical difficulties.
Today's daf has been dedicated anonymously for the memory of Sarah Bat Libo. Today's daf is being studied for the question of Isabella Bat Malka, Rachel Bat Miriam, and Kol Chole Amo Yisrael. Today's daf is being studied by Elu Nishmat, Hashem Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam, and Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihen Began Eden. Amen. We are starting on the bottom of Yud Amud Bet, and we are 2 lines from the bottom. And the Gemara says, actually we'll start 4 lines from the bottom. In Yesh Lo Tzulat HaPetach, Afalfi Sheroch Sherachav Me'eser, Eno Tzarich Lema'et. We learned in the Mishnah that if you have your Mavui, and it's wider than 10 Amot, you have 2 options. Either you can minimize the width of the Mavui, to make it 10 amot or less, or if you make an adjustment of a Surat HaPetach. Surat HaPetach, we explained, was 2 side posts and a mashkof, which means a cross beam on top of it. So that can make something that's over 10 amot breach. It's no longer called a breach. If it has a Surat HaPetach, it is called a petach, and therefore it can serve to make the mavui kashir in the sense that you'd be able to carry in the mavui itself. So the Gemara says, Askechan Surat HaPetach de Mehanya Beruchbo. We found in our Mishnah that a Surat HaPetach works on a mavui that is wider than 10. The Amaltera de Mehanya Begovo. And we learned early in the Masechet that if you have a mavui that is high, meaning we said if the mavui, let's say, is 20 amot high, so normally over 20 amot, you have to lower it. However, we said that there is a case where it's even over 20 amot where it's kasher, where your korah, your cross beam on top, is a noticeable one, meaning it has, you know, a special, for example, we learned the case of the bird's nest that were engraved on the beam itself, where it's still noticeable even above 20. So the Gemara says, the amaltera de mehanya begovo. We learned earlier that the amaltera will alleviate and adjust when it is high. Now the Gemara wants to know, ipsa mai, what about the opposite? Meaning, would it work if you have an amaltera if it was wide? Or would you say a Surat HaPetach work if it is high? Meaning we know Surat HaPetach takes care of width. The Surat HaPetach also adjusts height. We know an Amaltera adjusts height. Could it also adjust width? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Tashema. Netanya, we have a Braita. Mavui shugavoa mi'arslim amai ava mavui. That is higher than 20 amah yema'et. You have to lower it. V'im yesh lo tzurat ha-petach, enu tzarich lema'et. Clearly, you have a tzurat ha-petach, you do not have to lower it. So we see it does adjust. Just as it adjusts the width, it also can adjust the height. Amaltera beruchbo mai. But what about an amaltera adjusting the width, meaning if it's more than 10 amot? Tashema, Netanya, we have a braita. Mavui shu gavoa mi'aslim amma yema'et. If it's higher than 20 amma, you have to lower it. But a half me'ayat, then if it's wider than 10 amot, you have to minimize it. The inyesh to tzurat ha-petach, eno tzarich me'ayat. If that's a tzurat ha-petach, you do not have to minimize, meaning on the width. The inyesh to amaltera, and if it has an amaltera on top, eno tzarich me'ayat. At this point, we're thinking it's going on the height. Meaning, I'm sorry, it's going on the width. Meaning that just like if you put a surat petah, it can adjust the width. So to an amaltera can also adjust the width. My lab asefa. Must be going on the sefa, meaning the sefa of that braita was referring to the width that was more than 10. And it's telling you that if you put an amaltera, it coaches the mavui that has a width more than 10. So that answers our question. Kevra says, la, no, aresha. Aresha. It's going on the first part, meaning on a mavui that's higher than 20, then we say in a maltera will be an adjustment. But on a mavui that's wider than 10, we do not have a proof that the maltera works. So in the conclusion of this gemara, well, we proved positively that a surat petah would work for above 20 amma, so we did not prove that an maltera will work if it is wider than 10. The gemara leaves that without a proof. Comes the gemara and says, Matni le Rav Yehuda lechiya bar Rav kameh de Rav. Rav Yehuda was matni la taught lechiya bar Rav, lechiya the son of Rav, kameh de Rav, in front of Rav. And what did he say? Eno tzarich lema'et, which means you do not have to lower it. What does it mean, eno tzarich lema'et? That she says, Afilu yesh lo psurat atniyat tzarich. Okay, I'll explain like this. When it's said in the Mishnah that if you have a mavui that's wider than 10, so we said you have to put a psurat apetah, or you have to minimize it. That was the lashon of the Mishnah. So this rabbi of Yehuda told Chayav Barav in front of Rav, eno tzarich lema'et. His text of the Mishnah was that if it's wider than 10, you don't have to minimize it. Amar le atniya tzarich lema'ayit. They tell him, no. You have to put the text in the Mishnah that indeed you have to be lema'ayit, meaning that she says, afilu yesh lo tzurat ha-petah. So the discussion here is now, let's say you have it more than 10 amot. So we learned in our Mishnah, put a surat ha-petah. Once you put a surat ha-petah, you can leave it wide. However, the rabbi is coming along to say, no, even if you put a surat ha-petah, still tzarich lema'et. So he's being more mahmir than the way we learned. Till now we learned that a surat ha-petah covers, coaches the mavui, once it's wider than 10. However, he's coming along to say, no, you have to learn the Mishnah, if it has a surat ha-petah, tzarich. So let's read that whole statement again. Meaning, if you have it wider than 10 and you put your surat ha-petach there, you don't have to memayit. Amalei told him, no, atiyad tzarich lemayit. No, you have to learn that you have to memayit even if it has a surat ha-petach. Amar Rav Yosef, midivrei Rabbeinu, from the words of Rav, that's the opinion of Rav. Rav holds a mavui wider than 10, with the surat ha-petah, you still have to memayit. So it comes along and says, from the words of Rabbeinu, meaning from the words of Rav, that says the surat ha-petah really does not help. Nilmad, I can learn another halakha. Chatser shiruba petachim v'halonot. Let's say you have a chatser, a courtyard, that on its one of its sides, the majority is open doors and windows, meaning it's more open space then closed space, meaning it's parutz yoter me'omid. We have a picture of that. No, not in this, but in the Osco, you might have a picture of a chaser, and you see there's windows on one wall, right? And you have doors as well. Okay, so on that wall of the chaser, it is more open than it is closed. So the Gemara says, look at that sheet. It's referring to on all four of its sides. All four sides of the chaser, there is doors and there is windows. So, ena niteret mitzurat petach. Meaning, if you're going to put it surat petach across those open areas, it is not going to be matir. Rashi, ena niteret mitzurat petach, third line, va'afilu petachim ketanim me'esef. Even if, let's say, the doors are less than 10, meaning, just like Rav says, more than 10 amot by a mavui cannot be adjusted by a surat petach. So too by chaser, if you have parutz miruba ala omid, even though each individual door, let's say, is less than 10 amot, but all together, it's more parutz than omed, meaning it's more open area than closed area. So a surat petah also is not going to work over there to make it a petah, and therefore make the chaser mutar to carry. So that's what they want to learn from Rav. The Gemara says, "My tahma, what's the logic?" So he says, since more than 10 is osir mevavui, and a surat petah does not help, and the rule by a chaser is that if you have more open wall than closed, so that chaser is not mutar. So I'll say, ma yoter me'esr ha'osir b'mavui eno nita b'tzurat ha'petach, af parutz mirubah la'omid ha'osir b'chaser eno nita b'tzurat ha'petach. Which means, I can learn it's really a mamatinu, just like I find by mavui, that more than 10 is asur, and it cannot be adjusted with surat petach. So too by chaser, the measurement is not 10 amot by chaser. The measurement of chaser is more parutz than omed, more open area than closed area. That is that makes the chaser non-carryable. So therefore, I'll say so too a surat petach will not be able to adjust it. I'm learning from mavui. And I'll apply the same deen to chaser. The mavui deen is 10 amot. I'll say, more than 10 amot cannot be adjusted. So too, the law of chaser is not 10 amot. The law of chaser is parus minuba la'omid. So I'll say, it also cannot be adjusted by a surat ha-petah. So the Gemara says, no proof. I can say, ma li yoter me'esir ha-osir b'mavui. I can tell you, you know why more than 10 wide by a mavui is not adjustable? Because sheken lo etarta bo etzel paseh biraot v'rabi meir. Because we learned the case of paseh biraot. Paseh biraot is the case where you have the well in the middle, and you have the four corner adjustments on the side, and we said you have space in between each corner. Now, we have a machloket. Till now we learned that you're allowed to have 13 and a third amot in between each corner. The Bimeir holds that you're only allowed to have 10. 10 amot space in between each corner. So comes the Gemara and wants to say that you have no proof to learn the law of Mavui from the law of Chaser. Because I can tell you that even by Paseh Biraot, the maximum amount of space that they allow you to have between the corners is only 10 amot. And therefore, so too by Mavui, which is obviously more strict than Paseh Biraot, I tell you that the maximum amount you'd be able to have as a width is 10 amot. Let's read that inside. Gemara. Ma li yoter me'esed ha'osed b'mavui. You know why? Because even by Paseh Biraot, that's lenient, we don't let you have more than 10 amot in between the corners. The maximum according to the Bimeir is only 10. Shekel lo etatavo eto paseh biraot, the Bimeir. However, tomar beparutz miruba la'omed, ha'oser v'chaser, shechen etata eto paseh biraot, the Bimeir ha'kol. Which means, why do you want to tell me that parutz miruba la'omed cannot be adjusted by a chaser? Paseh Biraot, Parutz Miruba La'omed is good. Which means we know it's obvious there's more airspace by Paseh Biraot. You only have those little corner pieces. So therefore, I could come and tell you that Mavui, I understand why it should be Mahmir. Because Mavui, the deen is what? More than 10 amot, you're telling me, is no good. You know why? Because even by Paseh Bida'ot, the maximum distance between the Bida'ot, according to the Bimi'ir, is 10. Masha'en Ken, by Paseh Bida'ot, where we allow Tarutz Merubah ala Omid, so I should say by Chaser also, it should be permissible, Tarutz Merubah ala Omid, just put a Surat HaPeta on it, and it should be okay. So you have no proof to tell me that just because we're Mahmir by Mavui, that we necessarily have to be Mahmir by Chaser. I could tell you that even by Chaser, Tarutz Merubah ala Omid, should be adjustable by a Surat HaPeta. The Kamsu Gemaran says, Lema Misaya Le. Let us bring a proof to the opinion that says that a Surat HaPetach will not help we have more Parutz than Omed by a Chatzir. Again, we're bringing a proof to the opinion that says when you have a Chatzir and the walls are more open than not, it cannot be adjustable. Says, Defanot Alalu, you have walls of a Chatzir. Shiruban Petachim V'Halonot. The majority of the wall is made up of doors, meaning openings, v'halonot, windows, mutar, permissible to carry in such a chaser, uvilvad shiyeh omed mirubah laparutz. So long as you have more wall than parutz. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How is that possible? The Gemara says, shiruban salkadatach. How could you have on the wall rov petachim and rov halonot, and it's majority of Omid than Parutz? In the statement doesn't make sense. It's not possible to have the majority windows and majority doors, open spaces, and it's more wall than opening. The statement doesn't make sense on its own. So the Gemara says, you're right. He says, Shiruban Salgadatach. Could it mean Ruban? Ela Ema Shiriba Bahen Petachim V'Halonot. Doesn't mean that it's roves. It means that you put a lock. Meaning you put a lot of windows on the side and a lot of open doors on the side, right? Ubilvad shi'eh omed merubah laparutz. But bottom line, you have to have more amud ala parutz. Omed ala parutz. What do you learn from here? That if it was more parutz ala omed, it's not good. Even if you put a surat ha-perta. So therefore you see from this statement, according to the opinion that will say that by a chatzer, that if it's more parutz ala omed, you cannot adjust it. It has to be more omed ala parutz. That is the proof. Comes the Gemara and says, let's just read the Gemara further. Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana comes along and says, Ki tanyahahi b'fitche shima'eh. He comes along and says, it says, no, you can't bring a proof from that case to the law that if it's more parutz than aome that you can't adjust it. Because the doors that we were talking about over there were special type of doors. They were called pethe shima'e. What are pethe shima'e? So the Gemara says, my pethe shima'e. Peligi ba rav rehume ve rav yosef. It's actually a machloket. Had amar delet lehu shakfe. One says it doesn't have shikfeh, meaning side posts, mezuzot. The hadama delet lu tikra. And some say it doesn't have a top post. Look at your picture book, number 84. You see the door over here, let le shikfeh. You see the sides, it's not considered a post, these type of doors. Because they have the bricks that are jagged, exactly, jutting in and out. That's let le shikfeh. And picture number 85, you see a doorpost that does not have a tikra. It does not have a lintel. Doesn't have the beam on top. That's called shima'e. Now, what is this? What does this do? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Petchei shima'e, petachim shumimim." It comes from the word shima'e, shumimim, meaning desolate. They're desolate. Doorpost, meaning a normal doorpost is what? Two sides and a top. This is desolate, either on its side post or on its lintel on top. Vishna Harina, as she says, Petahim mekul kalin shemahusarim tikun. Meaning they're lacking fixing. Kemo zaken ashmai. Zaken ashmai is a an elderly fellow that is lacking in Torah. So they call him Zaken Ashmai. So it's a lacking. So they call these doors that are lacking. Next Rashi, Shikfer, Nizuzot Shenechletzu Abanehem Mikanu Mikan, Eben Yotze Ve'Eben Nechneset, Ve'en Zu Surat Petah. And therefore, the only reason why it was a suit in this case is because when you have majority open, you don't have Surat Petah over here. Because these doors are not doors. However, if you had these doors that looked like doors, meaning they had the regular poles and had the top, even if it was majority open, it would be kasher. You would be able to carry this. So you can't bring me a proof from here that just because it's tarutz mirubah, you told me you can't carry. You know why you can't carry in here? Because you don't have doors. These are considered breaches. Because you don't have so that the petach over here, because the petach is all destroyed either on the side or on the top. But if these doors would be legal doors that would look like Surat HaPetach, meaning would have the regular post and the top, even though the majority of the side is open, it would be kasher. And if we have no proof to tell me Parutz Merubah LaOmed cannot be adjusted, it can be adjusted. It's just these cases over here, there was no Surat HaPetach, because the door itself was not a door. It wasn't a petach. It was, like I said, Pitcheh Shima'eh. Rabbi Yohanan says, "Ve'af Rabbi Yohanan Sabarla lehadirav." Rabbi Yohanan also holds this din of Rav that we said above. What did we say in Rav's name above? That a mavui that is more than 10 amot, so that the petah does not work. The Amar Ravin bar Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzhak Maaseh be'Adam Echad. It was a story of a fellow b'Bikat Bet Hortan from the place of the valley called Bet Hortan. Shena'at dalid kundisin, he thrusted four poles, be'arba pinot ha-sadeh, in the four corners of a field. U'matach zemora alehen, and he took a vine, and he wrapped it around the top of these poles. U'ba ma'aseh lifnei hakamim, so they came to ask the hakamim, and they wanted to know a few questions, because in that area was planted grapes. And the halakha, as we know, is that when it comes to kilayim, you're not allowed to plant another species next to the grapes. However, if you have a enclosed area, that's considered a separate area, then you can even plant something next to it. So they came to the rabbi and said, what's the deal over here with these poles that we made? If you look in your picture books, you see it's number 86. You see over here, in the field, he took four poles. You see the grapevine on top of it. Right? And he went across. He made like a Surat HaPetach, which means here over here, he made like a wall, right? The beams with the vine going across. So they went to ask the Hachamim, Vehetiru lo le'anyan kil'ayim. And the rabbi said, well, for kil'ayim, for the laws of planting next to it, it's considered a separation, and it's mutad. Ve'amar Rish Lakish, and the Shlakish came along and said, Kederek she'tiru lo l'nyan kila'ayim, kach yetiru lo l'nyan Shabbat. And the Shekish said, the rabbis didn't only matir at the l'nyan kila'ayim, but this would be legitimate Surat HaPesach, also l'nyan Shabbat. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan Amar, l'kila'ayim yetiru lo, l'nyan Shabbat lo yetiru lo. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan says, they only were lenient for him on such a situation that is considered Surat HaPetach on walls to Kilayim, but not for Shabbat. Now the Gemara wants to analyze the details of this case before it brings its proof. So the Gemara says, "B'mai Askina, what are we talking about? Ilima min hatzad. If we're talking, where did you put this vine? Did you put the vine on top of the poles, or did you put the vine on the side of the poles? Like in picture number 87, you see they put the vine not on the top of the pole, but they wrapped it on the side of the pole. So the Gemara says, is that the case? Is the discussion over here where the vines were wrapped on the side of the pole? Can't be. Ve'amar al-Chizda, Surat HaPetach, she'asa'a min ha'sad, lo asa ve'lo kinum. Now Chizda clearly said that, yeah, which means when you put a Surat HaPetach and you don't put the beam on top, but you put it on the side, like in this case over here, not a Surat HaPetach. So for sure we cannot be discussing here putting it on the side. Ela al-Gabbar. Oh, so must be talking about where you put it on top. So the Gemara says, Ubimai. Still, give me more conditions to the case. Either my be'aser, if you're telling me now, what's the space between each pole? If you're telling me the space between each pole is 10 amot or less, beha lema Rabbi Yohanan b'Shabbat lo? Is Rabbi Yohanan going to say that on Shabbat? If you have 10 or less with the surat apeta, you have two poles and a vine on top. Who's going to say that that's not good for Shabbat? Usually everybody holds, based on from our Mishnah, that if you have a mavui, for example, 10 amot or less, everybody holds that a surat apeta will work. Our only discussion today was if it's more than 10 amot, does the surat apeta help or not? But if it's 10 amot or less, what's the she'elah? So how could Rabbi Yohanan say, for Shabbat, such a thing would not be good? Ela, what it must be? Ela la biyotin ba'isin. So now we conclude, must be the case was you had the two kundisim in the field more than 10 amot away from each other. And they put the vine on top. And therefore, Rabbi Yohanan said, well, for Shabbat, we're not going to be bekir. Meaning, if you had a situation like this, where you made a surat apeta over poles, in an area that was more than 10 amot, like in front of a mavui, it is not going to be a legal adjustment. So what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yohanan holds like Rav, that in a mavui that's more than 10, you can't adjust it with a surat apeta. When it came to kilayim, however, he was lenient. He had a kuna for kilayim. So comes the Gemara and says, no, no proof. No proof. Gemara says, Le'olam be'esed. Really, I'll tell you, the whole machloket is over here where there was 10 amot in between the poles. Umin hatzad. And you didn't put the vine on top, but you put the vine on the side, like in picture number 87. And the machloket is, do you hold of Rav Hizda or not? Rav Hizda was the one that said, when you put it on the side, it's not a surat apetah. However, obviously there's those that argue on Rav Hizda. Rav Hizda is one rabbi. He says it doesn't work when you put it on the side. There must be rabbis that say, you can't put it on the side. And therefore, Rashi says, Rish Lakish, let's Rashi on the dab. Rish Lakish, let's lay the Rav Hizda. And therefore, when you put it on the side, it's a kasher for Shabbat, it's kasher for Kilayim, because bottom line, this is a legal surat apeta. The Rav Yohanan, eat lay the Rav Hizda. And Rav Yohanan, that was Mahmir Gabe Shabbat, holds of Rav Hizda, because Sabar, Ki Amar Rav Hizda le Shabbat. When is a Hizda Mahmir by Tzad to say it's not good only by Shabbat? Aval kilayim afilu min Tzad habit surat petach. The Shabbat hamur b'kilayim. And therefore, the discussion is nothing to do. I can tell you that more than 10, if you put it on top, Rabbi Yohanan will say, it's good. And therefore, you have no proof that Rabbi Yohanan holds like Rav. Really, I'll tell you, over 10, why? And you put the surat apeta on the top, Rabbi Yohanan will say, kosher. So what's the discussion over here? Discussion was 10 or less, ala tzad. And Rabbi Yohanan holds like the Fazda that says when you put the vine on the side, it's really not considered surat apeta. For what? Le'inyan Shabbat, that is nahmir. However, for kil'ayim, Rabbi Yohanan will say, it's considered a separate area, and therefore you could plant next to it. So therefore we have no proof. But the Gemara says, if you can explain it this way, you're going to have now contradictions, Rabbi Yohanan to Rabbi Yohanan, Rish Lakish to Rish Lakish. How? The Gemara says, V'ramer the Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Yohanan, V'ramer the Rish Lakish and Rish Lakish. Based on the current interpretation, there's going to be contradictions amongst the both rabbis. How? Damar Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanina. Rish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanina. P'a, what is a P'a? That she says on the top line, Kiri'at zimura. That's taking a vine and you're twining it. It looks like a rope. Kiri'a, it's like a twisted vine. Okay, that's that she. P'a, Kiri'at zimura, twisted vine. Hamehotam mikundas tahabiro. Similar case, yes. from the seam, poles in the field, and it's going across, it's stretched. Actually, if you look at your picture books, you see the number, well, it's almost like 88. That's the twisted vine that you see on top, at least. You can see a picture of the twisted vine. In any event, what's the deen? Pe'ah, right, coils, good. Pe'ah muteret le'inyan kil'ayim, ava lo le'shabbat. This is Mishtakish talking. Mishtakish says when you have the vine on the poles, he says that it's good for kil'ayim, but not the Shabbat. What do you mean, Mishtakish? You were the one that said above that it's good, ben the Shabbat, ben the kilash. That's the stira on the Shakish. Now, but Rabbi Yohanan Amar, b'mechitzot le Shabbat, de'lo, kach mechitzot le kilayim de'lo. And Rabbi Yohanan says, it's not considered walls for anything. What do you mean? You just said above that it's considered walls at least for kilayim. Now you're saying it's for nothing. So therefore you have a stira on both. So give it on to the Pishlam adrish lakish lakasha. The stira from Mishtakish, easy to answer. How? Hadideh hadirabit. I could say the first statement of Mishtakish that said, it's mutar ben the Shabbat ben the Kilayim, he made that statement. However, this statement over here, if you look at it, it was made Mishtakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Harina. So Mishtakish was quoting his rabbi. His rabbi holds that there's a chinuch between Shabbat and Kilayim. But he himself, Mishtakish, will say, mutar on both. So the Shtakish, you can answer the contradiction very simply. Hadi deh, hadi rabbeh. However, the Gemara says, and the Rabbi Yohanan kasha, how are you going to answer the stira from the Rabbi Yohanan to the Rabbi Yohanan? So the Gemara says, I amar pishlama, hatam al gabban, hacha minatzad shapir. If you want to make a chiluk in the cases, and tell me, over there in the first case, that what? That Rabbi Yohanan came along and said that it's mutar legabe kilayim and it's asur le'inyan Shabbat. I'll tell you the cases where you put it on top, okay? Which is normally legal. But since it's more than 10 amot, because I'm going to have to say it's more than 10 amot, because if it's less than 10 amot, it's obvious it should be good for Shabbat. It's more than 10 amot and you put it on top, so he's going to tell you what? It's not good. Why? Because Rabbi Yohanan holds like Rav. And when it's more than 10 amot, the Surat HaPetah does not adjust it. Therefore, he says, in that Shabbat, it is not going to be good. Ve'acha, and I'll tell you over here, minatzad. And here, you know why he says it's not good, the Inyan Shabbat even? And the Inyan Kilayim as well? Because you put it minatzad. When you put it minatzad, it's worse. And therefore, again, I give you the chiluk. Over there where he said, for Shabbat it's no good, but for Kilayim it is good, it's over the top. So what do you see over there? Over the top, more than 10 amot, for Shabbat is no good. And therefore, he does not hold like, he holds like Rav. But for Kilayim he was mekil. However, when you put it in that sad, even for Kilayim it's not going to be good. So the Gemara says, Shapir. Okay, then you can answer the Sida. Ela'i amart idi min atzad. But if you're going to say that both cases are min hatzad, because you want to tell me that even the first case was min hatzad, meaning that if you put it on top, of course, Rabbi Yohanan would tell you more than 10 amot is kasher. Why? Because he holds not like Rav, that when you go more than 10 amot, it can be adjusted with a Surat HaPetah. So what was the case above? You want to tell me min hatzad? And what was this case over here, Minatzad? If they're both Minatzad, so you have a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Ma'ika le'mimah. So how are you going to answer it? So the Gemara says, Le'olam idi v'idi Minatzad. I can tell you both cases, you put the vine on the side. Hatam be'eser. Hacha be'yoter me'eser. And the discussion is the distance between the kundisim. Now let's say it. The earlier case where Rav was machmir le'inyan Shabbat, so he did it minatzad, but they were wider than 10. And since it's wider than 10, and you put it minatzad, then already it doesn't work. Had you put it on top, it would work, no problem. But to put minatzad. In the case where you put it, sorry, I review. The first case that Rabbi Yohanan said Le'inyan Shabbat, it's a problem. Le'inyan Til'ayim, it's not a problem. It's because it's within 10. And since it's within 10, he was lenient by Til'ayim, but still by Shabbat, he was Mahmir because you put it on the tzad. However, in the second case where he was Mahmir, ben the Shabbat, ben the Til'ayim, it's talking also you put it min atzad, but it's more than 10, so therefore he was even Mahmir by Til'ayim. However, if you put it on the top, he would be Mekel even more than 10, because he does not hold like Rav. So therefore the Gemara answers the Stirah between the Yohanan's statements. The statements are always talking about when you put the vine on the side of the pole. And the difference is in the case is how wide was the airspace between the poles. In the first case, it was 10 amot or less. And therefore, even though it was on the tzad, he was lenient by Kilayim. But for Shabbat, bottom line, it's on the tzad, not going to be good. In the second case, it was more than 10. So for Shabbat, it's certainly not going to be good because it's on the tzad. At the Kilayim, he was also Mahmir, but if he would have placed it on the top and it was more than 10, he would be Mekel. Why? Because you can adjust a Mavui that's more than 10 with a Tzurat HaPeta. That is not like Rav. Comes to Gemara and says, Zu'umina Timra, how do we know? Dishani Lan Ben Ayesir Niyotir Me Ayesir. How do you know to make that Chiluk? How do you know that there's a difference between if it's more than 10 or less than 10, which means you tell me by kil'ayim it makes a difference. Right? Kil'ayim, when you put the vine on the side, you tell me more than 10, no good. Less than 10, good. Well, where'd you get this hiluk? So Gemara says, Amar li Rabbi Yohanan Rishtakish. Yohanan tells Rishtakish, Lo kacha haya ma'aseh, wasn't there a story like this? Shalak Rabbi Yeshua et Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri l'lmot Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri to study Torah. Afalpi shebaki behilchot kil'ayim, and Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, or Rabbi Yeshua, as she says, was an expert in the laws of kil'ayim. He knew the laws code, but still he's going to ask a question to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Even though he was the expert, he's going to ask the following question. What happened? Umsa'o shi yoshev bin ha'ilanot. When he got to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, he saw Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri was sitting between the trees in the field. Umatar zemora me'ilan le'ilan. And he took a vine, and he spread it from one tree to the other tree. Right? Ve'amar lo. So Rabbi Yeshua tells him, Rabbi, I gifanim kan, ma'u lizloa kan. Meaning, he said, hypothetically, once you put this Tzurat HaPetach up, hypothetically, if there were grapes here, would you be allowed to plant another species over there? The adjustment that you just did, is it legal to allow planting next to you? Amar lo be'esir mutar, be'yotir me'esir asur. So he answered him. He said, well, it depends. If the space is more than 10, you can't. If it's less than 10, you can. So the Gemara says, oh, where did he put the vine exactly? So the Gemara says, "Bemay askinan." What are we talking? Ilema al gaban. If it's talking where he put the vine on top of the poles, yoter me'asir asur. Are you going to tell me that more than 10 is asur? Ve'atanya we have the beferush braita. Hayu sham kanim hadukranim. Kanim hadukranim is really picture number 88. These are poles over here that start wide on top and they narrow out to very narrow on the bottom. Right? Not to a point, but like to a peg on the bottom. Right? So you have two poles like this. These are called kanim hadukranim, and you made a pe'al lemala, meaning you put the corded vine on top. What's the braita say? Clearly, even if it's more than 10 amot, since you put the vine on top, it's considered a legitimate mechitza, so to speak, and if it separates between the fields that we can plant right next to it. So the case could not have been where it was more than 10 amot, and he put it on top, because it would be mutai. That's a no-brainer. That's obvious. So the Gemara says, El alav min hatzad. Must have been where he put the vine, the Yohanan ben Nuri, on the side. And what did he tell him? The Kamar le be'eser mutar, yoter me'eser asur. And he made a chinuk between 10 or more than 10. Meaning, alatzad, if it's 10, then there's no problem of kilayim. More than 10. Alatzad is a problem. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, I have a proof to make the chinuk of 10 and more than 10. Alatzad, the gabay kilayim. Comes to give it, I continues. Gufa. Amar al Hazza. Surat al Pesach. Sha'asa'a min hatzad. Lo asa'a. Velo kilun. We have a statement that Rav Chazda said. What was Rav Chazda's din? That if you make a surat hapetach, a post, two sides and the top, sha'asa'a min hasad, that you put it on the side, lo asa'a velo kilun. What is this case?
In the middle? In the middle of the side post?
No, but... Yeah, what is it? Surat HaDeshah from inside. So there, you put it in the middle.
In the middle, not on top.
Not on top, not on top.
You put it all over
you have a picture. No, I don't have a picture, but I'm going to say what I think.
It's the Gufa case. No, we never had.
We never had this case.
No, it's too close, and he put it in the middle.
The Gufa should be something that we have.
The Gufa should be off it.
Put it on the side, around the side.
Look at the vine cage, look at the vine cage. Okay, there's two poles inside.
That's right,
John. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you want to say you didn't put it on top.
Yeah, use the vine cage.
Okay, fine, the vine cage.
On the bottom of the vine cage.
But not by vine, by regular wall. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, that's a chazda, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, a chazda.
The Gufa, I mean, has the
vine. Yes, you're right.
But there's a back. We had it
by vine.
The bottom, 5 lines
from the vine. By the vine. That's a chazda. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful, gentlemen. We continue. Phenomenal.
No, but isn't that but this is corrupted. Do they quote Rav Chazda?
Gorgeous. Okay. Phenomenal. Meaning we learned earlier that according to Rav Chazda, if you put your surat ha-petach not on the top of the side post, but you put it on the side. So according to Rav Chazda, he said that is not considered a surat ha-peta. It has to be on top. So come to give it on says, Rav Chazda gave another condition of surat ha-peta. Surat ha-peta she'amru tzricha she'te biri'ah. It has to be a strong surat ha-peta, kedeh la'amid ba'delet. Meaning, hypothetically, it has to be strong enough that if you would attach a door to it, the door would be able to stand there. Afilu delet shel kashim. Even if it's made out of straw, meaning it's a very lightweight door, but so long as the side post and the top would be able to hold even the lightest of doors, that's considered a strong enough surat ha-petach to make the breach a surat ha-petach. A petach. Amar eshtakish b'shun av yanai. Another din. Surat ha-petach tzricha heker tziv. It needs a recognizable seer. What is a seer? Seer is the hole in the ground where they put the hinge of the door where it turns. I mean, how does the door turn in and out, open and close? So you put the door in the ground, they put a beam, and they put the beam in the hole in the ground, and it's the axis. It turns on that. So it's telling you when you make your surat ha-petach, you don't need a door. You need the surat ha-petach, but you have to make a hole in the ground, like in picture number 89, where you see, you have that, they call that an avkata, which is the hole where the door's hinge turns on. Now, even though there's no door there, but it has to be as if there would be a door there, because now you have a petah, now you have, it looks like a door, a place of an opening, of a petah, because you have the hole in the ground. So that's Rish Lakish's din. Hekir Sir. So the Gemara says, my Hekir Sir. Sir is like the hinge. What is this Hekir Sir? What is it? Amar Rav Avya Avkata. Avkata is that hole in the ground where the door usually has its hinge resting in, where it's able to turn. Ashkechinu Ravacha Bered Rav Avya. So Ravacha, the son of Rav Avya, found the Tamidid Rav Asher. He found the student of Rav Asher. Amar Lehu. And he asked the student, Amar Mor Midi B'Tzurat HaPetach? Did your master, Rav Asher, did he ever say anything regarding Surat HaPetach? Amru Le La. He said, they said no. Now the Mefarshim learned, what were they saying? Regarding this seer, that the Shtekish said you have to put in the ground, did Rav Asher ever have an opinion on this? They said, no, we never heard him say that you need to put the seer in the ground. So the Gemara says, Lo Amar Velo Kelu. That's how you read it. Lo Amar Velo Kelu, he did not say anything. Tana, Surat HaPetach, what is the Surat HaPetach? Sha'am, the rabbi said, Kaneh Mikan. There's a pole on one side, V'kaneh Mikan, a pole on the other side, V'kaneh Al-Gabehen, and a cross pole going on top of them. Now the Gemara asks the question, Tzirichin Liga or En Tzirichin Liga? Do the side poles have to reach the top cross pole? Which means, does it have to be resting on the poles itself? Or if you could make such a Surat HaPetach, where even though the kanim on the side do not reach all the way up and touch the cross beam, is it kasher or not? Does it have to be magiyah to the top or not? That's the question. So the Gemara says, machloket. Now Nachman Amar, interesting thing. No, it doesn't have to touch, doesn't have to reach the top, the cross beam. The Rav Sheshat Amar, interesting thing. And Rav Sheshat says, it has to. That's machloket. Azal of Nachman, the Avat Uvda, Beresh Geluta, Kishmartin. So the Rav went to the house of the Resh Galut, and there was a case where they needed a Mavui, and he made for them a Surat HaPetach, and he did like his halakha, even though the cross beam on top was not touching the side post. Rav Nachman, according to Shita, was kasher. What happened? Amal Rav Sheshat leShamer Rav Gadda. Rav Sheshat, who held that this was not kasher, he told his shamosh by the name of Rav Gadda, zil go, shlof, take it apart, shadinu, and throw it away. Which means we cannot allow the house of the Resh Galut to carry with such an adjustment, not kasher. So what did he do? Azal, he went, shalaf, he took it apart, shadinu, and he threw it. Ashkehu, the Beresh Galuta. The Resh Galuta caught him, Rav Gadda, when he was taking apart their mavui. Hamshu, they put him in jail, they imprisoned him. Azal Rav Sheshat, so Rav Sheshat went, Kam Ababa, he went to the door where his servant was incarcerated. Amar Le Gadda, Puk, Ta, Puk, come out and come. Nafag Ve'ata, so he came out. Which means, the Resh Galut, they thought that Rav Gadda was doing it on his own. Once they found out that Rav Sheshat was the one that authorized them to take it down, they said, okay, let the guy go. So Rav Sheshat came along when they, obviously he told the Resh Galut, I authorized this action over here. So he went to the place, like, Gadda, come out. So it comes out, we have a machlok, you know, Rav Sheshat, do the kanim on the side have to reach the top? Comes the Gemara and says, Ashkeche Rav Sheshat l'rabah bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshat found Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amar le, he told him, Tane mor midi b'tzurat HaPetach. Do you have any hidushim, any statements regarding the law of Tzurat HaPetach? Amar le in. He said, actually, yes, I have an interesting braita that affects the law of Tzurat HaPetach. Tanina, we have a braita. Kippah. What is a kippah? Kippah is a doorway. However, that does not have a straight lintel on top, but it is domed. Arch, meaning it's arched. Exactly. If you look in your picture books, you can see just the simply we're talking about number 90. You see a doorpost that the top is arched. So now we're going to discuss what's the law of mezuzah regarding doors that have arches. Which means it's clear if you have two side posts and a flat lintel on top going across, and it has the proper shoot of 10 tefachim, and it's 4 tefachim wide, so that everybody agrees you have to put a mezuzah on the door. Our question is over here, it's not a regular doorpost. It's a doorpost that has an arch. So the Gemara says, kippah. an archway. The bimir mechayev the mezuzah. Hakamim potrim. Machlok et tadaim. The bimir says hayav hakamim potrim. Veshavim, but everybody agrees. She im yesh peragleha asara she hayev. Everybody agrees if the walls on the side, if they go 10 tefachim high, and in that distance you have 4 tefachim width, so everybody agrees in such a case, you have to put a mezuzah. Even though above it you have the arch, that would be picture number 90. You see picture number 90, you have the door post, they go up to 10, and in the 10 area, it is 4 wide. So everybody agrees in such a case, you give a mezuzah, which means it doesn't start to round off until after 10 tefachim. Then everybody says chayav. Oh, so we have to see where the machloket is then. So the Gemara says, and I quote, Veshavin shim yesh beragleha asara shi hayev. Amar Abaye. Abaye comes along and says, oh, now wait. Now let's analyze at this point over here. Which means you're going to be hayav mezuzah. Even though the wall does not reach the top. Right? Because the wall now ends at 10, so to speak, and then you still have the more distance of wall to the top, means your arch or the top of the wall, let's say the bricks on the top, do not reach the walls of 10. And still you're saying what? Is considered a petach, and therefore you're going to be hayav a mezuzah. So this is indeed a proof to Rav Nachman by the case of Mavui, that when you make the sweat of petach, even though the side canines do not reach the top, it is kasher. He says, yeah, we have a very important braita of mezuzah that actually has ramifications to the law of surat ha-petach. So comes the Gemara and says, we'll see now. Comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi. Rashi, v'shavin shim yesh beragleha asara, gova, kodim shiyatkin la'agil, before it starts to arch, hayevet. Da'ay yesh ba'asara gova beruch ha-barba'a. Va'afilu kol ha'agul satum, nish'ar sham shi'ur petach kasher. Alma, here's the key point. En sirichin liga. That the walls do not have to reach the top. You tell me, as long as the walls are 10, which means you're relying on your lintel, the actual bricks that are on top. If you look in your picture number 90, you see there's above the arch, there's actual flat bricks, right, where the numbers are, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's your actual lintel. But it's being separated by an arch. So you tell me, it doesn't matter. So long as it's there, as long as your walls are 10 by 4, so it's going to be kasher. Proof to Rav Nachman. Comes the Gemara and says, Ve'amar Abaye, and Abaye came and said, Amar Abaye, Hakol Modin, everybody agrees, Im Gibuha Asara, Ve'en beragleha shelosha. If it, let's say you have the walls are 10 high, however, you don't have at least 3 tefachim of 4 width, iname yesh beragleha shelosha, or you have within 3 tefachim of the ground 4 width, ve'en gibla asara, but you don't have 10 walls of 10, everybody agrees you don't need a mezuzah in that case. We have pictures on both cases. Look at picture number 91. That's the case where you have en beragleha shelosha, meaning, as you see within the first 3, you do not have the width of 4. You see, the width of 4 is wider, right? Starts into the bricks. So you see over here that the width only starts higher than that, right? So therefore, with injury, you don't have, again, Abaye says, you have walls of 10. However, you do not have 4 tefachim
in width in the three tefachim closest to the ground. Or the next case, picture number 92. You have the width. However, you don't have walls of 10. Everybody agrees in both those cases, you are not chayav in the mezuzah. So then where is the argument between the bimihir and hakamim?
So the Gemara says, ki peligi b'yesh b'nagli ha-gimel.
You have in the first three tefachim width of 4, v'givuha asara, and you have walls as well that reach 10. V'en rechava arba'a. However, after three tefachim high, it starts to narrow out, and you don't have 4 tefachim. The walls do go 10, but you don't have width of 4 throughout. So what's the deen? However, you have the issue that we learned in Masechet Shabbat, chokekin, which means can you chisel out? Meaning, is there room to chisel the side walls to make it 4? The Bimi'ir Sabar chokekin lashlim. Bimi'ir says, yes, if there's enough room, hypothetically, that if you needed to chisel out, you can get to 4. So then, Yahayab is the Rabbanan Sabar. And Hokekim Lashli. They say, no, you don't go with Hakika. Look at the pictures now and you'll see it. Picture number 93. You see, you have walls of 10. And within the first three tefahim of the ground, it is the width of 4. So what's the issue now? Rabbi Meir says, if you chisel out the side posts, meaning the posts that actually come into like an arch, if you chisel them out, and you do have room in this picture to chisel them out, so you'll have walls of 10 that are wide 4 the whole way through, even though it's not, but he holds the din of chokekin lashlim. Now, since you can, the hakamim say, no, it's either got to be there or not. You cannot rely on this principle of chokekin. Now, everybody would agree, let's say you don't have space to chisel. For example, look at the next picture.
94.
Picture number 94. You have walls of 10. It's 4 tefachim wide within 3, right? However, there's no room to chisel, because the walls are very thin. So therefore, in this case over here, there's no wall. So therefore, everybody will say what? That this case over here is not hayav in a mezuzah. Kanzi Gamaran says, let's read Rashi. Let's read Dashi. Hakol modim. Dashi, hakol modim. Hakol modim givuha asara. Me'en b'ragleh shelosha adela kelum. That if you don't have at least width of 4 in 3 tefachim, it's nothing. Why? V'chol batzid m'shlosha gova al asim nikhtahi. Anything within 3 of the ground is considered ground. And therefore, me'en sham miftach. It's not considered a doorway. Which is to be considered a doorway, at least you need 3 to 5 off the ground of 4. Why? Or, let's say you have 3 to 5 off the ground, 4 wide. But the walls don't go to 10. So it says, to be considered a doorway, you have to have at least walls of 10. Next which is now once already it's above 3 off the ground. It's 4 wide. It's not considered ground anymore. It's considered a legal door space. But what? Right, it has 4 rochav. They go to Haslan, the walls are 10. Ima igun with the arch. The end of the however, when you get to the arch, it's less than 4, but the only way to make it 4 is by chokekin. Next Rashi, v'yesh ba lahuk v'nistora igul, breaking the arch u'lanchivo and widening it la'arba b'lo nifinat rosh ha'igul, without losing, without breaking the arch. I mean, you can, on the side, you're able to, you know, bust through it. Ha'ilon sh'abinyan aruch lekan u'lekan. It's wide on both sides. V'en ha'binyan kale mikan u'mikan l'midat ha'shi'ur. Chokekin la'ashlim o'ilu v'goba sh'losha yesh ekser roch ha'petach. Since you have at least 3 off the ground, that is 4 wide, ro'in shiv'ah ha'elyonim kilu en chokekin. We look at the next 7 as if they are also widened. So now you have 10 by 4 throughout. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le. So once Rav Sheshach, right, he asked, do you have any Hadushim on Tleta Peta? So I told him this Braita. And this Braita goes against him. Because this Braita says that so long as you have four wide, ten high, everybody's going to say you need a mezuzah, even though it's not touching the top, so that went against him. So Rav Sheshach tells Rava, please, imashkahat lehu, if you run into the resh galut, lo tema lehu lebe resh galuta v'no midi. Don't tell them anything about this braita. Why? V'no midi meham anita de kippah. Don't mention this braita of the kippah, because it goes against what I'm saying. Because I just went, I knocked down their whole thing over there. And now there's a braita that's against me. So please, don't let them know that this braita exists over here. Because it's going to get them in trouble. Comes the Mishnah. The Mishnah comes up and says, Hekshir Mavui. How do you kosher up a Mavui? Bet Shemai Omrim Lehi Vekora. Bet Shemai says you need two adjustments. You need on one side a Lehi, and on top you need a Korah. Ubetelel Omrim, or Lehi, or Korah. Petra says, either a lehi or a kora. The Bidiyahizul Omer, lehayin. You need two lehis. So you have a three-way machloket. Bet Shammai says you need lehi and kora. Petra says lehi or kora. The Bidiyahizul says, you need two lehayin on one each side. Mishum Rabbi Ishmael Amar Talmid Ehad Lefne Rabbi Akiva. In the name of Rabbi Ishmael, one student said, in front of Rabbi Akiva, lo nechleku betzema betzelel al mavui shu pachot me'arba amot shu nitar o belechi o bekorah. The machlot of betzema betzelel was not said by a mavui that its width was less than 4 amot. If the width of the mavui is less than 4 amot, then everybody agrees you can either have a lechi or a korah. Al ma nechleku, so what was the machlot of betzema betzelel? Al rahav me'arba amot. Only when it's 4 amot wide, ve'ad ha'esed. Up until 10. Shebetzema omrim lechi vekora, or betzelel omrim, or lechi, or kora. Then you have the machloket, do you need one, or do you need both? Amar Rabbi Akiva, azeh, la'azeh, nechleku. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're arguing on both cases. Whether it's more than four, or even less than four, it is the machloket. Comes again, and says, keman delo kehananya. At this point, we think we're talking about what type of mavui, because it just said hekshel mavui. Now we know there's two types of mavui. There's a mavui satum, and there's a mavui mefudash, an open one. At this point, the Gemara is assuming that we're talking about a mavui mefudash, meaning it's opened on both sides. And how's the Mishnah saying you can adjust it? Either a lechi according to Betelel, or korah, or according to Bet Shammai, lechi vekorah. So the Gemara comes along and says, hold it, if you're talking about a mavui mefudash, this Mishnah is not going according to Hananya. Why? Because we learned earlier that Hananya explained that when you have a Mavui Mefulash, according to Bet Shammai, you need doors on both sides. Right. And according to Bet Hillel, you need doors at least on one side, and a Lehi and a Korah on the other side. So for sure this Mishnah, if it's talking about a Mavui Mefulash, cannot be going like Hananya. Velo ke Tanakama. Because Tanakama, that statement said you need a Surat HaPetach on one side, and a Lehi on the other side. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Hachi Ka'amar, Hechsher Mavui Satum Kesan. The Amishnah was not talking about a Mavui Mefulas. It was talking about Mavui Satum, meaning it's closed on three sides. Bet Shammai Omrim Lechi VeKoran. Bet Shammai says you need both. Ubetel Omrim O Lechi O Korah. So the Gemara wants to analyze the Shitot. Now, Bet Shammai Omrim Lechi VeKorah. Bet Shammai telling you on the fourth wall, you need a serious adjustment, right? You need two adjustments, the lehi and the korah. So the Gemara wants to say, lememra de kasavni bet shamai arba mechisot deoraita. Does bet shamai hold that to make a legal reshut hayachid, you need four walls min a torah? And that's why he's going to the extra extent to say that on the fourth wall you actually need two adjustments? Which means, if you say that he holds that you only need three walls, minat Torah, to make it a shoot Rabin, to make it a shoot Yachid. And the fourth wall is only Midrabanan. So I'll tell you, alright, Midrabanan, you put a lehi there, and it can make a rabbinical fourth wall. But from the fact that he tells me you need a lehi and a korah, sounds like that fourth wall is the oraita. Now, true, it might not need the same stringencies as the first three walls, but from the fact that he tells me you need a lehi and a korah, it's masva that Bet Shammai holds four walls are the shoot the yachid the oraita. Gemara says, no, no. Lizrok mishalosh haba. Meaning, Bet Shammai holds a reshut yachid is considered already minat Torah three walls. Meaning, lachmir. If let's say somebody's in the reshut harabim, and he throws something into an enclosed area of three, we're going to consider that area of three minat Torah reshut yachid, and therefore this guy's going to be hayav. Lizrok, throwing in, we're going to consider him a deoraita, a reshut yachid. Now, if it's a reshut yachid and deoraita, you should be allowed to carry in it. Right, because it's a reshut yachid. On that, we're going to be mahmir to say that no, you have to adjust the fourth wall because midrabbanan, we're going to consider three for carrying inside the reshut harabim until you adjust the fourth wall. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it says lizrok mishoshud mehayim metaltel ad ikarba. And therefore, really, Bet Shammai says reshut harab yachid deoraita is what three walls. Le'inyan what you threw into it, meaning. Lachmir. No, but it's inside, even though the oraita is considered a shuta yachid, the rabbis are going to come along and say, we're going to give it a din of a reshut harabim until you have an adjustment on the fourth wall. That's why Bet Shammai says you need an adjustment on the fourth wall. Not because he holds the fourth wall is the oraita. He holds really the fourth wall is the rabbana, but you need a heavy adjustment. Now the Gemara goes to the other side. Betelel omrim, or lehi or korah. Betelel says you need both. Not in the fourth wall, Betelel says either or. Or lehi or korah. So the Gemara says, lema kasabri betelel shalosh mechitzot deoraita. Which means must be, Betelel holds, that minat Torah, already all you need is three mechitzot. Right? Three mechitzot already is deoraita. And therefore, in this case over here, technically, once you have the three mechitzot, the fourth mechitzah is midrabanan. That's why it lets you get away with a lehi or a korah. So the Gemara says, no, not so. Lizrok mishtayim hu demechayim. I'll tell you that minat Torah, even if you had two walls, it's considered the shoot the yachid. Linyan what? If you threw into it. If I throw from the shoot of the beam, even into an enclosed area of two walls, I'm going to be hayab. However, for carrying inside two walls, even though midoraita is the shoot the yachid, Betelel is going to tell you that what? We're going to be mahmir to treat it like a reshut harabim. And therefore, letaltel ad de'ika shalosh. And therefore, you're going to need three walls. So therefore, once I have these three walls over here, technically I'm kasher even with Rabbanan. However, since the fourth wall is open, so he says you don't have to do too much. Just put a lehi or a korah. I mean, you could do either or. Let's just read the Rashi's. Parum Rashi Lefrok, Mirshut Rabim Letocho. When you're throwing from Mirshut Rabim into an enclosed area, according to say Bet Shammai, Mishalosh Ud Mechayev. According to Bet Shammai, once already you have three walls, Yahayav. The Shalosh Mechayev, the Uraita, the Shever Shut Yahid, Abal Taltel Betocho, Gazur Rabbanan Adika Arba. According to Bet Shammai, you can't carry until you have a fourth wall, then you have to make the fourth wall with a Lehi and a Korah. According to Bet Shammai, the Uraita, really, I'll tell you, two walls already is considered the Shut Yahid, Lahmir, if you're throwing in. And therefore, Rod, Midrabanan, they tell you really you're going to need, if you want to carry inside, you're going to need three walls. So really, technically, three walls should be alone. That's why on the fourth wall, they didn't make you need so much as to put a hekir of a lehi or a korah.